Hello, I'm Rob Cameron, an architect evangelist with Microsoft. I'm here with Bytes by MSDN, and my guest today is Andre from Microsoft. So Andre, thanks for joining us.
No problem.
And I want you to tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a senior platform strategist in Microsoft's Advanced Technology Group. I came on a few years ago to help basically design and launch Xbox Live. So I've been working on kind of talking to partners about what we've been building around Xbox Live for years now, since 2002, starting with the first Xbox, then the Xbox 360. Now, obviously, with Windows Phone 7 series being announced, we're bringing some of the best features of Xbox Live to that device, and I'm helping out bringing that story together.
Awesome. So we just stepped out of the keynote with for Mix 10, and we had announced for Windows Phone 7 series the developer platform, which is XNA and Silverlight. Obviously, I'm super excited about the XNA platform. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, we showed off a demo of the Harvest, which was done in about 3 weeks as a demo, and it was done in XNA. And we showed off a demo running on, by XNA in Windows, on the phone, and on the Xbox 360. And what was fantastic about that is, as I said, it took about 3 weeks, same code base running underneath it. The main thing the developers had to think about were just the different, UI and display surface paradigms, a mouse versus touch, or a larger screen versus the resolution of the phone. But the fact that they were able to do that demo all in real 3D, running in real time in under 3 weeks was just, is exciting, and I'm really looking forward to see what developers can do when they actually have a real chunk of time.
Absolutely. I was talking to Michael Klutcher, and he had told me that I'd seen it running on the Xbox backstage, and he said that it is the exact same code and the assets, and that the Xbox 360 actually scaled up the assets, or didn't even need to be changed for the larger screen, which is just amazing.
Yeah.
So one of the things we saw in the Harvest demonstration was achievements and achievement unlocked or whatnot. So you're running this mobile phone, and I just saw an achievement unlocked. So it sounds like it's connected to Xbox Live somehow. Given that's what you focus on, could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, Xbox Live is our cloud gaming service. All of our devices connect to it for gaming functionality. Achievements is one of the things we announce. It's going back to your real achievements and gamer score database. So when you actually unlock an achievement, whether it's on the Xbox 360, on a Games for Windows Live title, or now on a Windows Phone game, that achievement actually accrues to your gamer score. It's shown on your profile. It's synchronized up to the cloud, and it's available across to everybody.
That's awesome. So are there any other things that are coming that we're announcing about the cloud platform with Windows Phone 7 series?
Yeah, we announced that we were going to bring achievements. We announced that you were going to bring over your gamer tag, so basically your profile. It's almost like a baseball card of the information that's associated with you, your name, your reputation, the games you've played, the achievements, your gamer score, and all of those things. We announced that we were going to bring in over 2D avatars, and we also announced that we would have leaderboard support for your friends, as well as asynchronous gameplay tied in with the notification services that we're providing on the phone.
Awesome. So I had heard there's something about a multiplayer thing or a turn-based game capability or something. So how does that work?
I just called it the asynchronous gameplay mode.
Oh, okay.
But asynchronous really means turn-based. That's
okay.
All it is.
Gotcha.
And when we were designing, here's kind of interesting story. When we were designing Xbox Live back in the day, we realized that we kind of skipped over thousands of years of game history. We were rushing to make these synchronous or these real-time games. And, you've got thousands of years of board games, backgammon, games that kind of have time slices, if you will, in between of turns that allow people to be able to communicate, socialize, and just, be human. And one of the things we really wanted to do when we were going to go develop and bring over the best of Xbox Live to Windows Phone was think hard about what are the right things to bring over for that user experience. On a mobile device, you have what we think of as a mobile minute. While you can have in-depth experiences and sit there and play on the phone for a half hour, most of the time, most real people have a minute or so when they're standing in line, or they might want to just kind of have a chance to ping their friend or send off a little tweet or something along those lines. The asynchronous gameplay model we enable on the phone allows you to have those sorts of game turns where you and I could play, Scrabble or tic-tac-toe, just to pick some simple examples. I can send off a turn, and then when you have time later on, you can be looking at your phone and you'll see a notification saying it's your turn. If I get annoyed with you because you haven't taken your turn, I can send you a nudge to that same notification server and say, hey, come on. But we're able to kind of keep up that relationship over time and take advantage of those little mobile minutes.
Okay, so cool. So like me and my brother used to play chess when we were living together as kids, and so we can get back to that good feel of playing chess against each other.
Exactly. You can stay connected with them, in those little slices of time you have during your real life.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us, Andre, today.
No problem.
And thanks for watching Bytes by MSDN.